Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4, 5, and 7. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where you're in exile. Pray to the Lord for its welfare will determine your welfare. To cut a long story short, God's people refused to listen to Jeremiah. They continued in their sinful ways, and in 597 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon invaded Jerusalem and took more than 3,000 people into exile. This was total humiliation for the self-confident, godless people of Jerusalem. To be transported to a foreign country over 1,000 miles from home was a horrific form of punishment. But Jeremiah wanted the people of Israel to know that God still had good plans for them. In his letter, Jeremiah told the people to accept their new home. They needed to settle down and bring up their families there, and as they did so, they were not to fight against their new homeland, but pray for it. If they listened to God and obeyed him, said Jeremiah, after 70 years they would have the opportunity to return to Jerusalem. God's words to them were, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." In the New Testament, we are often told that we too are exiles. This world is not our true home because, wrote the Apostle Paul, we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Paul often spoke of his longing to see heaven, but he reminded us we have responsibilities here on earth in the meantime. Like the exiled people in Babylon, we shouldn't sit here counting the days, but should give ourselves wholeheartedly to whatever God wants us to do. Let me pray with you. God our Father, we thank you that you have good plans for us, both in this life and in the one to come. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can also hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.